Well, supporters flocked to see Donald Trump in New Hampshire last night. Polls show Hillary Clinton losing her post-debate lead in that state. But still, some Republican leaders are distancing themselves from Trump. Senator Kelly Ayotte, trying to hold on to her seat, says she supports Trump but won't endorse him. And she's been backing away from her comment that he's a role model. Then there's Congressman Frank Ginta of the 1st Congressional District. He's facing a tough challenge from former Democratic Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter. He's in the middle of a finance scandal. And he is a big Trump booster. Let's get a district profile from Josh Rogers, senior political reporter and editor for Here and Now contributor NHPR in Concord. Hi, Josh.
How are you, Robin?
I'm fine. Go right to that campaign finance scandal. One of the leading newspapers, the New Hampshire Union Leader, had a front page saying liar. So how big is that?
Well, it remains to be seen how big it will be with voters. This stretches back to 2010 when Ginta first ran for Congress in the middle of the Republican primary. All of a sudden, there was new money in his campaign from a previously undisclosed bank account. He said it was his. You know, questions were raised. The FEC got involved. And this investigation, as FEC investigations do, moved very, very slowly. And this issue was revisited in Ginta's other runs, and then after getting elected in 2014, the FEC and Frank Ginta entered into a settlement where he acknowledged that the money wasn't, in fact, his. It came from his parents. He's since paid that money back, but it's hung over his head during the primary that he managed to win, and it's definitely going to come up again in the general.
Well, and now what he's trying to do, though, is ask people to look the other way, look at other kinds of money. Here he is on WMUR in New Hampshire this summer.
When we have had increases in spending, I have said no to this leadership and to this president. I voted against the Obama-Boehner budget. I have voted against the Puerto Rico bailout because I need to stand not with people in Washington, but with the people of the 1st Congressional District.
So that's Frank Ginta, the incumbent in New Hampshire, the Republican. Now to the Democrat, Carol Shea Porter. She has held this seat a number of times herself. Here she is at the New Hampshire Democratic Convention earlier this year in Bedford, New Hampshire.
The middle class is stumbling. And so we need the urgency of now to be on our part. And I think that we all are ready to make that happen, to speed up the change, to make sure that we really are the voices for all of us and that everybody's story gets heard.
Tell us more about Carol Shea Porter.
Well, this is Carol Shea Porter's sixth straight run for this seat. She first ran and was elected back in 2006. She was a local activist who was motivated to run, she said, after traveling to Louisiana in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. She certainly wasn't the choice of Democratic leaders back then, but she's been very popular among grassroots activists. And, you know, when she was elected, it was a huge long shot, and she was running really on a campaign slogan, for the rest of us. She's been kind of running against the so-called 1% her entire career. And, you know, she says that she hasn't needed to change her campaign literature because she runs on the same thing, the economic interests of so-called little guys and, you know, really core Democratic policies.
Well, this is kind of weird, Josh, because they have been running against each other and swapping the seat for years. But this year it feels, well, you tell us there's something different, this independent.
Well, that remains to be seen how many votes Sean O'Connor, who's running as an independent, might you know, scrape away from both Ginta and Shea Porter. He originally planned to run as a Democrat. He then got in an odd and somewhat nasty spat with both Shea Porter's campaign and the state Democratic Party. O'Connor alleged that there were being rumors were being spread about him, and it was defamatory. He then got out of the Democratic primary and decided to run as an independent. The Democratic Party challenged the petitions he gathered from needed to get on the ballot, and that went before the state's ballot law commission. Mm-hmm. O'Connor is on the ballot as an independent. He is a man of independent means. He was a business person. He has the ability to self-fund. And Frank Ginta, meanwhile, is embracing having O'Connor in the race. He's agreed to a debate with O'Connor next week at a local radio station. Shea Porter won't be participating there. And O'Connor believes he's running as an independent, but was a Bernie Sanders supporter in the primary, that he can pull from both. But, you know, it certainly, you know, adds a new element to this familiar mix.
Well, meanwhile, Frank Ginta has been appealing to Donald Trump supporters. Some people are, you know, smirking at that now because Trump's numbers are falling a little. But is that kind of smart like a fox for Ginta?
Well, I think Gitt has proven that he's been smart like a fox for some time this year. Everyone gave him up for dead after party leaders, including Senator Ayotte, suggested he should resign in the wake of the revelations about his campaign finances. He put his head down. He courted core conservative activists. He's an incumbent running against Washington, and he's the only incumbent in New Hampshire running in a big race who's really embraced Trump. And you know, the support of Trump voters probably got him over the line in the primary, which he won narrowly. It was under a 1,000 vote margin.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens in November. That's Josh Rogers, senior political reporter and editor for NHPR, with our district profile for New Hampshire's first congressional district. Josh, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.